to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you be in the world. This is Ralph Kermit Winterode II with the Ralph Winterode Show, coming to you live out of Alaska. Welcome to the abyss of hell. You get out there and look, our republic has been overthrown. It's a coup d'etat. We have no constitutional courts except the Supreme Court, and I'm going to go over that again because it's even more amazing. We're in trouble, folks. People got to wake up and get knowledge. Jose, my people die for a lack of knowledge and quit this nonsense of what we think we know that ain't so. Mark Twain. I like another one is Ayn Rand. Logic is not automatic. A reason is not automatic. Those that deny reason can't be conquered by it. Leave them alone. These people, there's no reason. They are evil. They're either possessed by demons or they're just evil. Make back better. Make back what better? We have a constitutional republic that people fight to get here. The best that's ever been. Perfect? No. So what? It's just unbelievable what's going on. I get up every day and I look at the news. I say, you literally cannot make up stuff that's this insane. What's going on? You just can't. I mean, it's unbelievable. It shocks the conscience. What's going on, but it's here. And I tell you what, it looks like some of the people are finally starting to wake up out there, and it's about dang time, because if we don't wake up, it's going to be over. I'm hoping, it looks like, I still think Trump has got something in the wind. To come back, I know Lindell's got some stuff that's out there. That's definitely Lindell stuff gets to the Supreme Court, I got to look and see where he's suing them, Dominion them. If the Supreme Court doesn't do what it's supposed to do, there will be a civil war. There's no getting around it. I mean, there's nothing left. Because if the Supreme Court, with the evidence that Mike Lindell has, that is like DNA. It's like when you do a murder and they get you that you were actually at the murder scene and they have your DNA on the tying you at the murder scene. You're done. DNA is it. It's over. The odds are in the billions or sometimes trillions. And that's what Mike Lindell has. But no, you hear anybody talking about it? No. I just find it astounding. The truth, it's not out there. We have a gal running for Senate up here. Kelly, I think she's probably a pretty good gal. I don't know. You can read her stuff. I tried to get some documentation on her and I haven't had any luck. Trump endorsed her, so God, she's running against Murkowski, and Murkowski she's below the bottom of the barrel. She is a liar and a cheat of the highest degree. She's right down there with Pelosi and all those folks. She just lies through her teeth. She cheated to get in, bought votes, lost the primary, said, oh, I won't run if I lose the primary, lied, turned around, and the Native Corporation put $800,000, and then they did votes coming in by mail. Type stuff. And only a couple of people filled them out, and then they were paying the natives to vote. And she won. And she may have had the help of Dominion or those people too, because they're into this. Those people, Dominion and those, if they have been changing elections, where they were back in the 90s, they were rigging the elections. So how do we know that our republic isn't in this position? Because somebody else like China has been coming in and fixing elections. You think this, like what Trump did, is the only one that's ever out there? This one is so blatant. He won by such a big margin, like Mike Lindell. They underestimated the number of people that would actually get out and vote for somebody that wants to fix America and get us back on the track. I know Alaska has no... Alaska's done right now. I finally am making a little headway with the Big Lake Republicans, but we don't have a judicial system. If you don't have the separation of powers, if you don't have a court system, what do you have? There is no courts of the United States. They're all rigged. Every damn one of them. The United States District Courts, the Federal Court of Claims, the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, the 1st to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. I've been in all of the flavors of it. I haven't been in every Circuit Court of Appeals, but they're rigged. And when you learn how to read their nonsense, you can see they're rigged. That's the scary part. But when the Supremes, now they're supposed to be the top of the heap. Right? That's what they tell us. Barrett turns out she's not what she seems to be. I've looked at a couple of her stuff. I look at one of her opinions, and God Almighty, she just dismissed the APA as, oh, that's no big deal, and moved on. But it's worse than that. This is Affordable Care Act. I'm going to go over that again because there's another twist to it that I can see that I think will be helpful for people to understand what's really going on. Like I say, you just can't make this stuff up because I just cannot believe that our Supreme Court would do this. It's just hard to believe. I mean, these people are not stupid. They're dang good liars. really good liars. Why can't we get rid of the Affordable Care Act? It's just like this, these states bringing up on this Dreamer. It was unconstitutional. If it's unconstitutional, how can I not have standing? If I'm a state or I'm one of the people, or what's it take to get standing? Huh? What's it take? That's how these people, oh, you don't have standing. You don't have standing. Well, who the heck has standing? And then when they get into these decisions, they just flat out lie. They just flat out lie. This Affordable Care Act is really scary. And what they did in this case, in this act. When I'm a farm boy from Kansas, I have no law degree. Thank God. I do have persistence. And I research stuff. And I have access to Westlaw. Anything that you get good at, unless you're really super, super gifted, takes time. You have to put some effort into it. And unfortunately, we got most people don't want to do that. They don't want to do it. They want to, like in Alaska, which I am starting to shut down over here when these people get up in the Big Lake of Republic. Well, the court didn't rule on the PDFs that we're with see Alaska because the land is, we're a communist country up here, basically. There's no separation of powers. There's no sheriffs. There's no counties. And the bar took over the court in 1974. I mean, it's just right out there. Well, the court, they're stealing our permanent fund. They're stealing my benefits. The court's not ruling. I said, well, the court is not a court of the people. It's a court run by the Alaska Bar, and they print it in the beginning of their charter. Have you ever read their charter? Are you interested? Well, let's move on. Well, then quit bitching. Shut the heck up. Don't bitch. If you aren't willing to fight for the truth, then quit bitching when the dictator or the one of the minions of Satan rules against you. Shut the heck up. Because if you won't fight, you have no standing. Why would I listen to you? What do you expect is going to happen? You think? Just unbelievable. But I'm finally starting to make a little bit of headway over there. But it's these people are, and I have got to read D.V. Kidd's thing about why people, how they kind of hypnotize people. There's a way that they do it with hand motions, the way they speak and using their hands and stuff. And I don't understand it, but there's something going on because why are so many people devoid of the ability to do any critical thinking at all? You put the truth in front of them and it's like nothing. I mean, you can't reach those people. It's just hard to believe. But how could this be when it's black and white? And they print it. It's not my stuff. It's their stuff. Oh, I don't know. It's really amazing to me how this goes on. And this case on the Affordable Care Act shows exactly we got a major, major, major problem in the Supreme Court of the United States. We really do. So I'm not sure what's going to happen. I just don't know. If we get up there and these guys, if they don't rule by the law, because the one on the Affordable Care Act is just amazingly, it is absolutely no doubt a lie. It's absolutely a flat-out lie. And they did it. And the people that did the dissenting opinion, which I've talked about, I don't know what to say anymore. It boggles the mind. I got to look in this case here. This case has, unless you've been reading stuff from the Supreme Court, these decisions are available on the Supreme Court homepage for free. But the first one they make, it took me 15 minutes probably. And I could see, I mean, they could have won this case another way. Texas could have. But technically, they should have won it the way they brought it up. But they missed the whole issue, which I'm going to talk about. And nobody seems to get it. And I don't know why. They start off in this Affordable Care Act case. This is, let's see, it's number 19-840 if you go to the Supreme Court homepage, 19-840. Or I'll email it to you, highlight it, just a little. You can forget all the nonsense in between. See, that's what attorneys do. They get around and they take an issue and they make an off-point statement and then they go after it in depth, ad nauseum, chasing an off-point to get you to come after them. And that's not what the case is. That's not the essential element of the issue before the court. Now, if you read like this one, it says, before Congress amended the act, the Internal Revenue Service had implemented Section 5000A, capital A, little b in parentheses, by requiring individual taxpayers to report with their federal income tax return whether they carried minimum essential coverage. Now, what is wrong? There are so many elements in one sentence. And they put this out as though it's law. Let's apply just a little bit of simplistic logic here. You see, when I went to school, they told us we had three separate branches of government. And one of them implemented the law. That's the executive. The other one is the legislative or Congress. They established by the law, by the House and the Senate and either the president or the governor and then or overcome by veto. That's the law. It became law when those requirements were met and we had the judiciary that interpreted the law. Now, that's what I was taught and I paid attention. Okay? That's what they teach. So now the question becomes, if Congress did the Affordable Care Act, why does the IRS have to implement it? Implement means put into effect. So in other words, if the IRS wasn't there, it wouldn't touch anybody. Stop and think about that. Why does Congress, if it's actually making laws of the United States, where is the other part that says that if the IRS doesn't implement it, it doesn't have the force and effect of law? Really? I'm serious. Where is the problem? Stop and think about that. That's just a simple, you don't need to be a lawyer to figure this out. There's something rotten in Denmark here. You think? So what's going on? Isn't that a fair question to ask? I would think so. It seemed to me like it would be a really good question. I don't know. Why is the IRS involved? Why are they involved? Something's not right here. So what does the IRS, where's their authority? It's a guy in Florida that I talk to all the time, Jim. Or by what authority do they have that it's not the law of the United States is not, quote, implemented until the Internal Revenue Service does so?
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Okay, back here. And, it's an affordable car. You just can't make that, like I say, you just... How can an agency be required to, quote, implement a law of the United States? That's a fair question, you think, because they don't teach that in school. I guarantee you. So what does that mean? That's actually in the congressional record. I'll look that up here. I'll write, get it after the break. It says that in the congressional record. It does not affect us until a regulation is promulgated in the Federal Register. Just stop and think of that logic. So why do we have Congress? They have parceled out some of their legislative power somehow. We're taught the legislative power sits in one branch of government, Congress, or the legislature. But let's just stick with Congress. So how does the IRS enter into this? Isn't that a damn good question? Isn't that a fair question? How can the Supreme Court make a carte blanche statement the IRS implemented the Affordable Care Act? Huh? Many callers listening, enlighten me. This is nonsense. But you don't understand the con. It's an illusion. It's the Matrix. We're in the rabbit hole, talking to the queen. Off with his head. It's fantasy world. Because, you see, Congress cannot legislate. They are limited by what's in Article 1 of the Constitution of the United States. Not the United States Constitution. Constitution of the United States. That's its true and proper name. Can they use the general stuff of make regulations there? No. Doesn't work. Because in 1935, to create this alternative universe, this two governments that the Supreme Court had ruled on earlier in the 1900s, we have two governments operating. We do. One is constitutional. The other one is a made-up fiction. Total fiction. With no offices and no where we have given our assent to use it. A real constitutional government. We did a limited delegation of power to the three branches, and in those three branches are what's called an office, and to enter that office, you are given limited powers in a certain area to make decisions if you are a public officer or an officer of the United States. Otherwise, you're a flunky called an employee. You must have, from we the people, a limited delegation, a contract, a constitution, and it has a bill of rights. These are things thou shalt not do, period. Is the Constitution of the United States being upheld? Not even close. Not even close. Now, we don't get it. Take the House of Representatives. Article 1, Section 2, the House of Representatives shall be composed of members chosen every second year by the people of the several states. People of the several states. Does it say citizen of the United States? No. It says people. And we have our privileges and immunities in the Constitution that the citizens of each one of these states can sue in another one of the states under diversity. Doesn't say citizens of the United States. So what's going on here? Well, what are we missing? This is why the IRS is toast. This, the tax court could be blown out of the water if you know what's going on. It shouldn't even be in existence. It has no authority to be in existence. Regardless of what Congress says, it can't exist. Why can't, first of all, it isn't even listed as a court, but it is Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9. It's a legislative court under the control of Congress. That's what it is. It's an administrative court. That's what the United States District Courts are. I found that. The judge represents the court, and the court is under the plenary power of Congress. That's a fact. It's not me. It's their stuff. They're confessing what it is. But nobody wants to talk about it. So what's wrong with tax court? Well, it says I have to have a notice of deficiency to get into tax court. That's my, they say, ticket. That's in the Mooney's case, all kinds of cases. Go look at them. I can give you email you want. It says to come into our court, called a tax court, you shall have a notice of deficiency. Otherwise, we have no jurisdiction. In other words, they got to have the IRS claim that you owe them money. Well, how do I get hooked up to the IRS? How do they get a hold of me? That's a fair question.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, we're back here. How does this work? It boggles the mind that they can be getting away with this once you see it. Of course, I have to admit, I've stumbled around in the dark and I've chased so many rabbit holes that didn't go anywhere. You figure out you keep doing the same thing over and over and you don't get a different result, you're probably missing something, you think. So what's the issue? They implemented it. How did they implement it? That's the question. And where's the authority? How, when Congress passed the Affordable Care Act, why do they need the IRS to implement it, put into effect? Why? And how do they do it? Isn't it a why and how really good questions? Because I thought when Congress passed laws, they meant something. We were done. That's what they teach us. They don't say, oh, by the way, when Congress and the House and the Senate gets together and the President signs it, it still doesn't have any effect on you and me until the IRS, quote, implements it. Really? How do they implement it? They just made a flat-out statement. There's so many things in that one paragraph that you can tear apart when you start to understand what's going on. How do they implement it? Well, they did, because Congress, back in 1935, with no authority to do it, because everybody is citizens of the United States, oh, wow, whoopee-doo, but has no political rights. Case of Ex parte Virginia, 1879, goes in great detail. Nothing changed with the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment. Nothing. And a 1938 congressional record says, unless the state, this is Cruikshank and Slaughterhouse cases, unless the state or state actors, that means these phony people that are in, that hold no office, by the way, do something that is discriminatory, Congress is supposed to keep their yaps shut. They're not supposed to be doing any legislation as for citizens of the United States concerning what's going on in the state. The amendments, 13th, 14th, they say Congress shall do it. They're legislating for citizens of the United States. Where do the states get off doing it? I don't see that in the amendment. And they call them articles. If you go read the 13th, the 14th, and those, they're articles. They're not amendments. And how could you have a right that Congress could legislate over? That sounds to me kind of like a dictatorship or a totalitarian government. You think? And that's where we are today. That's where we are today. People do not understand how to fight the enemy. The enemy unequivocally is every agency, without exception. How can I make a statement like that? How can I make a statement? First of all, let's go back to the interpretive nonsense. Do agencies pass statutes? No. Are agency people, do we know who they are? No. Do they hold a public office? No. So who the heck are they? This nonsense started back in the 1880s, because when the presidents used to come in, they would wipe clean all sorts of people working to get people underneath them that were actually on their side. Then we had the Civil Rights Act. Oh, we can't do that. So now we get these implants of these woke idiots, scant fire almost, which Trump did. He flushed them out of the Veterans Administration. Somehow, I don't know how he got that through. We got these people that are, quote, in government, our shadow government, our matrix, but you can't get rid of, and they're working against you. Now, that's a heck of a way to try to run a republic. I got all these people behind the scenes that are working against you. And you can see the ones that came out on Trump after he got out of office, which he never left office. He won by a long hit. He'll be back. But look at all of them that have come out. Oh, boy, I'm just against this. I'm against that. And Trump's this, Trump's that. Barr, Attorney General Barr. Oh, we got to have a rule of law that's for everybody. But I'm not going after Hillary. Really? She broke the law. It's black and white. I'm not going after Hunter. Oh, he broke the law. He's in bed with the Chinese and God knows who else. About every country out there, he's out making money for old dementia comrade Biden. Has anybody been prosecuted? No. Where's Durham? Oh, he's back there. He's a special prosecutor. In all these years, he's found one person to prosecute for a minor thing. One person. Did he ever read what's in the public venue right now? There's enough evidence to put a whole bunch of these folks in Congress, including Biden and Kamala Harris and all these, to put them in jail for treason. Waging law against the laws of the United States is treason. What's Antifa and BLM doing? We want to what? We are burning down, killing people, stealing. That is waging war against the laws of the United States, and that, folks, is the definition of treason. I didn't make it up. Supreme Court said so. Well, let's let them out with no bail so they can come out. So getting back to this interpreting thing, this Affordable Care Act, there's no doubt John Roberts, he is gay. He's been on Epstein's airplane. I'm sure he was down there educating those young gals on their laws, on their rights. You bet. Mm-hmm. Yep. Along with Billy Clinton. Yep. Oh, yeah. We're down there to help out our young underage gals out. Yep. Mm-hmm. You betcha. We got so many that are involved in this pedophilia and crimes that are, quote, in Congress and in our, quote, what we call a government. It would shock the conscience if we knew what was really going on. The Department of Justice is totally corrupted. We got the Chinese involved in all sorts. They've been bragged, we're controlling our country. Well, if they've been controlling the elections through Dominion and those, you think they might be telling the truth? We got a guy, Comrade Dementia Biden, has no clue what's going on other than maybe the flavor of his ice cream. He might get that right in a sentence. And we got Hunter out there making all kinds of connections with China and God knows what else, everywhere else in Europe and whatever, and Russia. We got the McConnell. He's been in 1993. He's had business interests, married a Chinese gal out of a Chinese communist family, and he's had doing business in China since 1993. Does that give you any clue? Unbelievable. You just, where are the American people with any cojones? I'm starting to see a few. Ed in Iowa. What's going on in Iowa?
Hello there, Ralph. How are you?
Well, as I say, I'm out of jail upright, and I'm still giving him hell. And as soon as I get through with this, I'm working on a compost patent that could take all these dead animals that they bury and stuff, and in 2 years, yeah, turn them into the best fertilizer, organic, that you would not believe. And he got shut down. We're gonna get that open. Jay Carter in North Carolina, he's got a patent on it.
Yeah, that sounds like a winner. That's what we need. We need more farming. That's what we need.
Well, they wouldn't shut him down because the fertilizer outfits, they can't compete with that. Of course, that's one. And then you get a neighbor from hell that gets to know somebody, and you get this started, and these people admit in the state of North Carolina, well, we didn't read the patent. We don't have any regulations over it. So what the hell are you doing talking to me then?
Huh? Well, you know what the problem is? You know what the real problem is, don't you? I heard a farmer talk about that. The real problem is that the corporate companies have nowhere to put their swill, you know, their stuff that's overburdened from the products they create. And so what they do is they put it in the fertilizer, and they also put it in the gasoline. So you burn it up, and the fertilizer goes into the ground, and you don't even know it's in there. And one of these farmers said that there's two kinds of fertilizer. One is expensive. It's the organic stuff. And there's the other one that's cheap, and he said the farmers all buy the cheap stuff, and it's all got that corporate swill all chopped up inside it, and that's what goes into the ground for the food that you eat, which is crap. It's terrible.
See,
that's
what's so amazing about his is because if you get it up over 131 days, they say about 15 days, he gets his up to 150, 160 days, and he keeps it that away for 2 years. All the pathogens are long gone, and the only thing that left over, there are a few of the large bones that he picks out, but everything else comes out, and he's had it analyzed, and the amount of the ingredients that our plants need, all that is way above fertilizer, so we can't have that, because guess what? We can take all of these dead chickens, chicken manure, fish guts, dead pigs, all this stuff, and turn it into something useful. But then it shut the fertilizer folks down.
Sure, sure. Yeah, they have to have that crappy fertilizer. They have to have that. So that's the reason why they're shutting you down, because if it got started with you guys and it got really big across the country, well, then where would the corporations put their swill? Because you would no longer be able to put, they would no longer be able to put the swill fertilizer.
I'm putting together with him, so I've been working on it quite a few months. I'll get this done. I got another case, And as soon as I get that done, I'm coming after the IRS because the IRS is a done deal. And I'm not bragging. I mean, there are so many ways to... The Millers is a federal tax lien. You go on the top of them. The statutory law, they can't use it. The statutory, the codes they use are Part 301 regs. They're all for housekeeping, internal, Chrysler v. Brown, all kinds of cases say they can't. They have nothing to do with us. And nobody is doing that. Nobody's bringing it up. Why?
Well, let me tell you this. Urban Schiff, when he went to court, I talked to one of his closest friends. And his closest friend was in the hearing when Urban Schiff was being tried for his willful failure to file. And Urban Schiff had an attorney, but he stood up, even though he had an attorney, and the judge, ruling over the whole deal. And he said, now, Judge, he says, I'll tell you what. He says, you show me where I have to file income taxes in the code or wherever, and I'll file income taxes in the morning. Well, you know what the judge did? He leaned over the bench, and he got real crass with him, and he goes, Mr. Schiff, I don't need a law. That's what he said. So that tells you something. No, you know he doesn't. He doesn't.
See, he got the – I don't know how he found out as much as he did, Urban Schiff did, with no computer like today. The judges don't do law. He's not lying. Do you know what the United States District Court is doing? They're doing administrative law. The United States District Court is an Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9. The judge represents the court, and the court is under the plenary power of Congress. He is an arm of Congress in a legislative court, and I got two dang cases with Supreme Court behind it that says so. And you know what?
Well, I'm aware of that. I'm aware of all that. That is true.
Up in 1960 and 1980 in two cases. Do you know how many courts of appeal or Supreme Court has ever heard of that case, those cases? None.
Probably none, no. Probably none.
No, I mean, since 1960 and 1980, if we don't have a constitutional court, do you think where we have an independent judge and they print it, folks? They print it, and nobody brings it up. Of course, see, I didn't know those cases exist. I was looking for them, and I finally found them late in the Mooney case. And when we got to the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, they said, oh, those are old cases. And what they do, here's one of the games. Here's one of the ways you want to play with these suckers. You put your stuff in quotation marks, like judicial power of the United States. The United States District Court does judicial power of a district court. So when we get to the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals in their opinion, they say the Moonies are complaining about this. But you know what they don't do? They never give an answer, because if you put it in quotation marks, they cannot address judicial power of the United States. They can't judicial power of the district court. They're stuck. So all they say is, well, you brought the issue up. Okay, wait a minute. You're in the court. You're supposed to tell me what is going on, the solution. And they never. They can't. You can shut the SOB.
No, they can't. They can't. This is the reason I was calling you. The reason they can't is because the whole of government today is not seated according to organic law or the original law, the state's statehood constitutions, neither the federal constitution. They're not seated, assembled, or whatever. They're not seated correctly, and they haven't been seated correctly since about 1870. And so the problem is that since they're seated incorrectly, they cannot embrace or function with the organic laws of this nation. Whatever the framers set up and intended for this nation to run by, according to the laws, you know, like Supremacy Clause of the Constitution says, they cannot do that because they are functioning outside of the organic system and have been for a long, long time. And so
let me stop you right there and just ask for a question. You said they are, since the right after the Civil War, somewhere along in there, they were, what was the word, setting or seated? They're seated something outside the Constitution?
Assembled. Actually, I think the word is assembled. actually assembled.
Okay, and your evidence is what?
Okay, well, the evidence is every state statehood constitution of the United States. Every statehood constitution says who has suffrage and who can be in government, because suffrage shows you who can be in government. Okay, because if you have the suffrage according to your stated constitution, and that's by law, okay, that's not a civil right, that's a political right. Okay, if you, whoever
hold
has
on a
that
minute. Hold on a minute. Be back.
All right.
Hold on.
All right.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Okay, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, let me tell you how quick I can find this stuff. You're in Iowa, right?
Yeah.
Well, I went in, and the first thing that I looked at is I wanted to see, do you have an external Bill of Rights? Do you know? Yes or no?
External? No, it's within the Constitution itself.
You know what that tells you? Okay, so there's no, let me ask, restate it. Are there any amendments external to your Constitution?
Well, the statehood Constitution, no. No, there's none to the statehood.
Do you know why?
But the corporate Constitution, which they created afterwards, after the Civil War, which was nothing but a corporate charter. It was not a it had nothing to do with the stated constitution at all. It didn't amend it. It didn't do anything. It didn't even affect it. It was just outside of that. And because you remember that the federal government came in with bayonets and forced the states to change their constitutions from what they originally said to a new constitution, which was not a constitution at all. It was a corporate.
That's called Reconstruction Action. By the way, I have the new constitutions. And guess when it happened? 1868.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's, what's it say? First thing you go look at, electors. It says every citizen of the United States of the age of 21.
Right.
And they
use, right.
Okay, so that will change. Okay, so every citizen of the United States, and a citizen of the United States has no political rights. They have no right of suffrage. So in 1868, since then, your Constitution, under the Reconstruction, they weren't lying when Congress said, we are reconstructing.
Yes.
And they were doing it. And they did it to Iowa in 1868.
Right.
And the reason why you don't have external amendments is because in a constitution for a corporate charter versus a constitution for organic law requires external amendments, and they have to be out there forever. Amendments for a corporate charter are automatically every year rewritten internally, and there are no external amendments. That's the first thing. You just go look at your constitution for your state, and you'll find Alaska, every year they rewrite them. There's no external amendments at all.
Our 1846 Constitution, though, the original, or 1840, it's 1845, I think, 1844, whatever. They did not write the Bill of Rights outside of the Constitution. They wrote them right into the Constitution, just like all the other statehood constitutions were written into it. And they became lawful states. Some of us.
Oh, you can do that. You can put the Bill of Rights internal, but it's the amendments that they do is the amendments,
right.
External or internal.
Right.
That's the question.
Right. And so, see, our statehood constitution and no other state of the union, which is a lawful state now, there's only 33 states that are lawful. The rest of them are not. Bill of Rights, I mean, none of them were amended according to a proper sitting legislature, okay? So, therefore, the constitutions that were amended outside of a lawfully sitting Congress or a lawfully sitting legislature is not part, it has
Hold
nothing
on,
to do
man.
With
I
the
got some
constitution.
You're on some interesting things here that's going on that I happen to know quite a bit about. Hold on, we've got to go to break here.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You can't handle the truth!